You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
Welcome back to 1FM Live and Local. You're on Bantering with Brett and Wilbur. Another week, just 1 hour tonight. How are we all? How are we going?
Yeah, pretty good, Brett. As always, working from home's not great, but happy to be here.
Haven't really ventured. Is Macca's back open past five or not?
I haven't even tried.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Really?
Yeah,
right.
Been burnt once.
Very disappointed.
I've been burnt twice. Don't try to do it.
Oh, really?
Yep. I've just driven past, but then I've just made it look like I wasn't. I didn't do the Yui straight away. I went out, sort of almost took a Gupner in my back. So I was like, yep.
Yep, just kept.
Just checking off and Gupner to make sure it's still there.
Yeah, just making sure things look all right. Yep. As back on the tools?
Yeah, back on the tools, mate. Back on it. So, it's all right. Slowly working my way back into it. Takes a bit, as you know.
Very good. He's as I do know, I've a lot of hard work from me.
Did you do your Sparky apprenticeship?
I got this paper cut once. Anyway, that's another story. Lockdown, regional, they're out. Quick COVID chat. We won't go on too long. Some luckier than others, probably of the listeners. Greater Shepherd, I think, still in.
Which I think's a little strange, given
some
that,
of those.
Oh,
areas.
No, the Shires neighbouring are able to, because a lot of people that Shepparton's an interesting town where a lot of people work in Shep but don't live necessarily in Shepparton.
Yes.
So you've got a lot of people that are outside. I just would have thought there might be a little bit of a buffer.
Yeah.
Look, it's always been good to be more a Shire born and bred, so I'm looking forward to going to a nice restaurant this weekend and it should be good.
Yeah, easy. We'll enjoy lockdown. Hopefully it's only another week for those in Greater Shepparton.
But so they're just tidying up a few loose ends.
Tidying up loose ends. I like that terminology.
That sounds like they're going to go knock on people's doors and
that's one way to eliminate COVID.
Yeah.
eliminate the person with the host of COVID.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Tidying up loose ends. Sounds like a cry. Sounds like the Godfather. Tidy up that loose end.
It sounds
too many witnesses.
Sounds harsh.
Yeah.
Interestingly, we could be, which we'll touch a bit on grand final day later. But yeah, we hopefully, you know, maybe we'll be able to celebrate that in a smaller gathering. Who knows? That's still a few weeks off. Will not hold my breath. Just quickly, local leagues. All local footy leagues have now pulled the pin. KDFL, the last one yesterday. Murray, Pecola, GV, all done. And I think I've all went with minor premiers.
Yeah,
just on top of
the 18s, the boys.
Get around them.
Get around them.
It's first year as coach, I think, for Sock.
Yeah,
well done. Led from the front.
Led
kids
by Steve.
And the under 18s.
A couple of Steves too.
Yeah, or two Steves. Times two, there you go. Yeah, what do we make of that? Right call? I mean, there's no real other option, really, is there?
There is no other call, really.
Yeah, yeah. It's creeping into cricket season, I guess.
Yeah, we can't have that, can we?
No,
we
can't. How are Inver Gordon looking?
The fitness is probably down a bit at the moment. Obviously, you know, pre-season this year, which we're...
You haven't been able to get to the pub. That's where your pre-season's down.
Yeah. Well,
there's no fitness.
We're in the Morayshire, so we're going to get a jump on the competition by start training pretty soon.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
We haven't been able to get the key recruits you were looking for this year, have you?
Not as yet, but
no,
working on it.
Well, see, Inver Gordon's turned into a destination club, so we don't have to chase. They come to us.
What kind of incentive are you offering? Free lift to a game, or you know, six pack on the way home? What's the offering?
We've got the cheapest beers in the league.
Righto, fair enough. I'll consider it.
And a barbecue on Thursday nights.
So you've just put Karamovis on notice, have you, Brett?
You know, you just sometimes you negotiate out in the media rather than behind closed doors. A bit like Scott Pendlebury.
Anyone out there, by the way, if you do want a game of cricket this year, jump on the Inver Gordon cricket page and like us. And
it's a good plug.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, hang on. This
we're
is Bantering with Brett and Wilbur.
This is not a paid sponsor.
Yeah, this
Gordon.
Plug was not all.
We're always open to new cricketers, so...
Yeah, they're very inclusive there at Inver.
And we're okay blokes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Scale of 1 to 10, where does okay sit? Just so I'm 4?
Yeah. Look, I think we've got a couple of blokes at the club that bring us down, but I'd say generally about a 7 or 8.
Fair bump, play on.
But we do have a couple of 3s or 4s in there.
Yeah, it can't be perfect. I did want to say you might have the rights to put any plug in you want as or Bill Soon, because we're welcoming them officially. I think they're now.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cool. They're joint host. Too many weeks in a row.
Yeah, no, we spoke about that before.
And the show name, that it does beg the question. The show name is now imminent. Brett and Wilbur cannot continue. We've had one suggestion.
I think we say Brett and women.
Wilbur.
Oh, that was years ago.
Oh, geez.
No, there's a few suggestions.
The top that we've dissected, Midweek Malarkey thoughts. Get on the Facebook page, let us know. Malarkey's a bit of a shout out to
we've been let down the last
Bill's
couple of
word
weeks
the other week
when we asked people to get on the Facebook page. I think you don't be shy.
You're there.
It really rolls off the tongue well, doesn't it?
Midweek Malarkey. Yeah, like and then it gives flexibility if we got moved to Tuesday for a 4-hour special or Thursday for a 6-hour special.
It's still Friday. Midweek.
Doesn't work Friday, Monday, but gives that 3-day range.
Well, when we finally get the the Daily Show, we'll have to think of something different.
Gee,
that's a plug for Nova. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Definitely not. Now, Will. I think that's a really good point there, Will. But we know you're listening. You're all right to send us a text and give us a sledge. Yeah. Certain listeners.
Don't be shy.
Facebook page. Don't want to hear it via text. Want to hear it on the page, please. Or a DM to Bantering with Brett and Wilbur, which we might need to look to change the name.
Yeah, that definitely gets gets changed.
Midweek Malarkey. Protests are acceptable for the rest of the show. If there's no protest by then, we're just going to move ahead.
And if you do suggest something and it's good, we'll give you a shout out.
Mm.
Yep.
Now
what a prize!
Oh,
now what?
I'm going to break my phone now with all the internet traffic.
I wanted to quickly throw to what you got wrong this year on the show, because my brother has been listening to some of the shows. He's never listened, and he's taken it on himself to go through SoundCloud and listen through some of the back catalogue. He must be in isolation or something.
Cameron, you sound bored.
Yes, I know. Now, I did want to say you have the chance to admit anything you've got wrong, because I'll probably be bringing it up next week. Cool. If not, just
do you have any spoilers? Like,
a spoiler, one of mine, blatantly saying Melbourne would run out of legs. they were undefeated at the stage.
I was in that boat as well.
I just said they'll trail off. No chance.
Can you mandate him to say what some of us got like outrageously right too?
Yes,
we need a pat on the back as much as a scratch.
Yes, very good. That's a good point. I think he's only back at May, so he's still got a bit to catch up.
Geez.
So he might be even pre the package and as. But
I think I wrote off.
Oh, here we
Melbourne.
Go. It's confessional.
And you know what? I'm sticking with it.
Yeah,
I'm doubling down.
I actually technically, you know, if they get done by 50 points, they still tail off just a bit later than expected. And I'm here in my Cat's jumper, hoping the same. Sorry, Claire, but you know, I'm here hoping. Also did want to make a quick disclaimer around last week I got wrong. Mick McGowan, he is alive and well, publishing articles in the Herald Sun. Definitely got that one wrong. Darren Mullane was a Collingwood star who passed away the year after. So, yeah, big muck up there. I opened the Herald Sun the next morning and, not Mick McGowan.
Mick might be a listener, is he?
Mick could be a listener.
You killed a guy.
poor Mick. I don't think we've had any disclaimers yet. We're nearly up to the first ad break.
I got Tommy Radonikis's club wrong, and Dad nearly shot me.
He rewrote his will, I think, when he heard that. He wasn't very happy.
No.
He was
what a very alarming text.
He wasn't very happy at all.
Who was that? What? Who was it?
Tom Radonikis.
Elaborate.
A very prolific figure in rugby league, like was the kind that would, you know, was known for smoking and drinking and everything the night before professional football games, and was a fair character.
So Dane Swan circa, if he played in the 80s.
But Dane Swan, but on probably a bit more, a bit of a more loose level.
Mm.
Really?
Probably.
Where were
you? Boy, oh boy.
Well, he came up with a call called Cattle Dog, which basically was the call that in the middle of an Origin game, Cattle Dog meant just grab the closest Queenslander and just start punching them.
Wow.
Mm. So it was just like, yeah, brawl. So, yeah, no, that's Cattle Dog.
Very good. Coming up, we'll talk about the AFL. We'll unpack a bit of Rugby League. As is on the quiz tonight, I'm going for 3 in a row, apparently. It was brought to my attention. Package coming off a loss for the first time in a while. And then a bit of On This Day, if we have time. No song theme, apologies. I know we want it, but it's just having a little bit of a hiatus, and should be back next week. And yeah, stick around. This one is Fleetwood Mac with Dreams.
Can you tell the difference between a runny nose and COVID? A cough from a COVID cough? What about a fever from a COVID fever? Only a test can tell. Do your bit by getting tested at the first sign of any symptom and staying home until you get the all clear. For testing locations, visit coronavirus.vic.gov.au. Authorised by the Victorian Government, Melbourne.
Station sponsor.
Ardmona Primary School takes pride in providing every child an opportunity in learning with highly qualified and passionate staff from the local area. Check us out. Search Ardmona Primary School online and take our virtual tour. Our culture is clear and present in all aspects of the school. Our school takes a lead in supporting individualised student learning programs and is known as one of the most popular schools in the local region. Search Ardmona Primary School today or find us on Facebook. Ardmona Primary School, where you'll find fun, friendly students and one big family.
Station sponsor.
North Vic Ag Contracting offer agricultural services right across the Goulburn Valley. We come to your farm and have both round and large square balers. Whether it's mowing, raking, tethering, pit silage, wrapping or harvesting, North Vic Ag Contracting have the gear and the manpower to get your job done right at some of the GV's best prices. Call for a quote today and book now to beat the rush and avoid disappointment. Call North Vic Ag Contracting now on 0476 137 216. That's 0476 137 216.
1FM sponsor.
Come in and discover the Albury Antiques Fair in High Street, Shepparton. Browse through our huge selection of fine antiques, as well as interesting contemporary pieces. Albury Antiques Fair, 159 High Street, Shepparton. Open Wednesday to Sunday.
Station sponsor.
Our Goulburn Valley is currently experiencing one of the worst mice plagues in recent history. And with the cold months upon us, these mice and rats are heading for the warmth of our houses, sheds and cars. They want to chew everything from food to electrical wires, not to mention the smell and disease they can bring with them. So now is the time to be proactive and call Jason's Pest Control. We have tamper-proof bait stations that use special baits which kill mice and rats but will not harm your pets. So stop mice dead. Call Jason's Pest Control. 1-800-599-699.
1FM sponsor.
Welcome back to Midweek Malarkey. Comes off a bit different. Mm. Anyway.
It's different.
That was before the sponsor there, Fleetwood Mac with Dreams. Now, Wilbur, a bit of feedback on a protest, is it, for the show name?
Oh, yeah, yep. There was a suggestion to be called the Vikings.
Right.
Brett, you've been known as Ragnar because you think you're the boss.
Fair.
I will go as Rollo, the strong man.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, yeah. We'd be the shortest in the room, though, wouldn't you?
Whack.
To get personal.
Just keeping us all humble here.
Righto, big guy.
Yeah. Package, because you're very wise, Athelstan.
The priest.
Stacks up, I guess.
Yeah, it sounds about right. Yep.
Not a eunuch, are you?
No, well, he wasn't either.
And myself is Flokey, so the creative one, but I'll just take that as the crazy boatman.
Very good.
Very valid point.
Not sure we'll be running with that, but always happy for feedback. I'm happy with Ragnar, but I don't know.
Of course you are. He's the lead character.
Well, Athelstan, I'm not sure.
Yeah, look, I'd probably...
not sure is that for Billy.
Probably want to protest this protest.
Very good. Now,
That's your new show name.
I think that takes over the
package.
Package.
Now that Don's been knocked out.
Yeah, well. They could have used Athelstan in the forward pocket, maybe. You know.
A few prayers.
Yeah. AFL, we will move on. I guess quickly dissect the semi-final games. Cats, 35-point victors over the Giants, sort of a bit of a... I thought Giants fought hard for me. Injuries was difficult.
They had that late charge in the last quarter. If there was that free kick that went to Geelong, went the other way, they would have been down by 2 goals with 10 minutes to go. But no Chockies, unfortunately.
Yeah, yep.
No Toby, no GWS.
Oh, gee.
that sound petered out.
Don't remind me. I don't know what sound you're talking about. And the Lions Dogs was a crowd, which was just a massive positive.
The Lions were positive. Dogged.
And then 1 point, they were dogged, were they?
They were dogged by the umpires. Oof. There's some calls at the end there. Like, AFL is a great spectacle, which I thought they gave it some free rein towards the end of the game, like that, the end of that quarter. But then they'd make another call that would then just... It was calls both ways that I just could not believe.
Yeah, in a final, I guess you got to...
Just stuff like holding the ball and then not calling holding the ball and then... There was a pretty key point where Tom English got a free kick from the centre bounce.
Yes.
That then got marked and then Bailey Smith scores.
Mm.
And I just looked at it and I don't understand why that was a free. That's just my untrained eye. But I was like, I didn't see anything wrong with what Big O did.
Yeah, okay. Mm. It was
that
a crack.
That changes the momentum of a game.
I agree with Will.
I think these finals, I reckon they have been over umpired a bit. And hopefully in the next... obviously we've got two weeks of footy to go. Hopefully the umpires can just put their whistle away a bit, I reckon, and just let them play footy.
It was, I didn't notice as much in that game, but
they did in some bits put their whistle away, and you go, hang on, like, I get you trying to, it just goes, you got to be consistent.
Yeah, just the consistencies.
If you're going to keep your whistle away.
Not to play a devil's advocate here, but we're saying, you know, it's finals, put your whistles away, but wouldn't you want it to be consistent throughout the whole season?
Yeah.
I'm happy for that to happen, but at least, you know.
I'm just saying in general, like, everyone's saying, oh, you know, it's got to let it go, it's got to be finals, da-da-da-da.
No, consistently blow it then. Yeah. Like, if it's going to, instead of, you know, do the opposite, just make sure you're doing exactly the same
consistent
for the whole game.
Yeah, I think I definitely noticed it in the Essendon Bulldogs game. Like, I thought that was over umpired to the point most of the goal.
Especially one way too.
Oh, most.
Yeah. Well, I'm backing you up,
especially
mate.
Poor Athelstan's Dons went down. most of that was, I thought, off free kicks. Even some Essendon's goals were free kicks. To be honest, I think the Lions Dogs game for me was one of the best games of footy I've watched in a long time. Back and forth, and when Bailey kicked that goal late, to answer, that was huge. Yeah. Mm.
End of the day, as a team, you need to play the officials out of the game, as always. It can't be close enough
to
play it out of it. Mm. However, see, I'm not blaming that on the loss.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to, but I'm just saying that there was some key moments that were swing factors that could have potentially been adjudicated a bit better.
That's very fair. Just staying on Brisbane, 3 years, 3 years in finals, 3 years in the top four in a row,
three prelims,
and they've won one final. So they went straight sets, and they've made the prelim only once from the top four. Are we negative about that, or do you think they'll be up there for still another 3-4 years, they'll grow and improve from it?
I did see a stat during the week that it's very similar to Port Adelaide's 2001, 2002, 2003.
Yep.
Then they won the flag the next year, so watch your space. Yeah. But obviously the Lachie Neale situation it'd be an interesting one.
But where was he on the weekend, though?
He was pretty handy.
Getting 25 to 30 touches.
Yeah, he was.
I get that, but...
I thought he would have been in Brisbane's best five players, I thought. I think. Like, Big O was pretty good.
McCluggage was really good.
McCluggage was their best, I thought. But Neil was serviceable all through finals.
That Bailey's good.
Yeah, very. Interesting on Port, I think they were top of the ladder 3 years in a row at the end of the season. in that period, and then yeah, finally did win. So I guess yeah, as you're saying, if you're thereabouts for a bit. Mm.
I think that's where, well, especially this week, if Port were to bomb out this week, that I think that's even bigger issue than what Brisbane's got going
yeah.
on.
For, yeah.
Considering how long they've been up the top four, to not actually get it done or make a grand final for so long is, I think that's a bigger issue than what Brisbane's got going on.
And they would have had home prelims, most of them as
yeah.
well.
Yep.
Mm. Yeah. That's a good segue into this week. Saturday, Port versus the Dogs. Port, I agree. I think they got a lot of pressure on them.
At Adelaide, it's Port. Got to be Port.
For me, I think Port will win, but...
they'll be pushed.
Anyone liking the Dogs? No? Yes?
I'm sniffing an upset, yeah.
Are you sniffing an upset?
Yeah.
Nah, not for me. Port should get it done.
Okay.
Port by two goals.
It should be a really good game of footy, both attacking teams who play a quick brand of footy. I guess it'll come down to whose defence stands up the longest, I think.
Mm. Yeah. Bont, what's the latest on Bont? Is he a chance to play or is he
I heard today that it's a core calf, not a knee.
Right.
So they checked his knee for structural damage, but core calf is what they're saying.
Is this going to be a Stevie Johnson one where we find out what actually happened after finals?
Broken leg.
I know it doesn't happen too much in these days, but do you almost send someone out to him just to take care of him early?
I think we got rid of that 10 years ago.
if it was Giants, Shane Mumford could fall clumsily on him. You know, that happens.
Scott Lossett's a big boy.
Yeah, Scotty Lossett. Yeah.
Port.
Port. Yeah, okay. Adelaide is a strong advantage, but yeah, I will stay with Port, but just.
Still reckon game of the weekend will be D's.
Yeah, so that's the Friday night game. Also, at Optus, they've stayed over there from the
huge
week before. Cats won at Optus last Friday, and they're there again. So, and Melbourne obviously flew over with the week off. It is the return to the scene of the 2018 thrashing for Melbourne in a prelim final. It sort of gets brought up a bit in my household.
I was going to say, I reckon it'll be coming in your household given the jersey you're wearing today.
I'm thinking Cats easily here.
Really?
Yeah, I think Melbourne, unfortunately, just... I'm sticking to my guns.
Is Tom Stewart a chance or is he...
Not this week. They're talking... I did hear about that.
Grand final.
They're talking grand final he can, but...
Parfitt ruled out during the week too. He's done for the year.
Yep. Not as big a loss in my view, but still a loss. It all adds up. Jaden Hunt's the other one for Melbourne who's now fit. And they're talking, does he come back in? Or do they keep the young redhead? Bose, is it in the back line? He
looks 12.
He looks very young.
I thought it was Travis Bate.
Travis Bate.
I reckon Hibbard's back in this week for that Smith as well for Melbourne.
Yeah.
I reckon okay. Diesel will be good.
Hibbard's back. Who are they saying comes out then?
Smith, who apparently did his hamstring at training this week.
Right. Yeah, okay. Hibbert, that's a good in. Like
D's by 14.
D's by 14.
If Melbourne get through, what do they do about Nathan Jones?
Medical sub.
Yeah.
Do you roll the dice for a legend or do you go and join when your first flag in 60 years?
I would have thought the club's bigger than one person.
Yeah.
Medical sub.
As much as hard luck stories go, though, it's pretty rough on Jonesy.
Yeah.
But he still gets a medal.
No, he doesn't.
Doesn't he?
No, you need to play.
Oh, right. Mm. So yep. I thought maybe in NRL you'd sort of, I think anybody that's played that
you get to. In NBA, you all get rings.
Yeah, NBA all get rings.
Anybody that's even played like a minute.
Yeah, no, you've got to the caveat to that is I think those in Collingwood Saints game who played in the drawn grand final, I thought they got a medal. But I might have to fact check that in the ad break.
Yeah,
but
don't say anything you don't want to.
Yeah, true. I don't want the first disclaimer for the week.
Can't be on to you.
As Cats, are you Cats? I don't want to pressure you in.
I reckon it's going to be close, real close, I think, this game. Like I can remember... Obviously, last game, Gorney after the siren. And last year, I think, was it Tui after the siren?
Yes, yeah, yep.
I'm swinging again towards maybe an after siren job.
Tommy Hawkins, just sixth goal for the game.
I think Jeremy Cameron.
Oh, Jeremy Cameron. He's sort of ready to kick a bag, I feel. He's just close.
I think it's going to be under a goal either way.
Yep. Okay, very good. Just on Jones, he's over there with the team apparently, but the wife's got two twins that are I think she's due in the next few weeks, so he's made the decision still to get over there.
Ready to drop.
Try to get his. I think he's one injury away or two injuries away from being in, so he's a fair chance.
I reckon he might be. Three or four.
Oh, really?
I haven't seen his name.
Don't say it. I don't want to see Melbourne. I obviously don't sort of make it aware that I'm not a massive Melbourne fan, but for Jones, it would be great to see Nathan Jones. They were
putrid
for a long time, and he carried them.
He's been through a lot.
A lot. Yeah.
So for his sake of the heartbreak, I reckon Cats will win.
Yeah, hard to beat. A lot of finals experience. I'm with Cats as well. Quick look over.
5 seconds on NRL.
Yeah, quick 5 seconds. Yeah.
I've got it in front of me. Did Storm win again?
We're in the first week of finals this week.
First week of finals this week.
Oh, yep. Is it?
So, first game of the, this game of the round, this would be. This is going to be an epic. I reckon this could be grand final, to be honest. Storm, Manly.
Ooh.
First, fourth.
Did I hear Tommy Turbo got an injury?
When?
Tom Trbojevic?
When, this week?
Yeah, I thought this week's game just gone.
I haven't seen that.
He's back. Anyway.
Anyway, so that'll be massive. Manly have really sort of come through it this year. Then Roosters, Titans. Roosters surely run over that. Would be good, though, to see the Titans get through the first week of finals ever.
So this is their first time in the finals?
I think it's their...
Their first win through.
First ever finals win, I think.
Yeah.
It'd be good to see one Queensland team get a win in finals.
Exactly. It would be good, wouldn't it?
Oh, bang.
And then Panthers, Rabbitohs, that's second versus third. Can't see Panthers losing. I could actually see Panthers holding Rabbitohs to nil.
No, to be honest. The Bunnies, come on, mate.
I saw the Panthers team on the week, like for this weekend, and it just is.
Pretty strong.
It's scary. Mm. You got Pangai Jr. sitting on the bench. Who's a starter at any other club? Anyway, that means everything for these boys. Look at it. And then the Knights versus Eels, sixth versus seventh. I would love to see the Eels lose and not make it past first week of finals.
Mm. And you're just looking here at the games: Sunny Coast, Townsville, Rockhampton.
Yeah, which one's it, Rocky?
The Sunday 4:05 game. Eels Knights.
That's been great. Like, to be honest, it's been good for. The NRL to take a lot of those games to some of those communities.
Bit of a silver lining, isn't it?
Yeah. It'd be like, you know, the AFL just being purely in
They played a few more games in Ballarat, didn't they, because of it, I think?
Yeah, and I went to Ballarat to watch one of the games.
Yeah.
But that'd be like, you know, going to Rockhampton is like the equivalent of bringing it to Shepparton. Mm. Like, it'd be at Deacon.
Yeah, get around it.
We've had a few preseason matches here before.
If Gil's listening.
Gil.
We didn't make a... We'll have to discuss off it. We didn't make a grand final push, but
Dookie Showground, great backdrop.
Quickly, because we have an action packed quiz coming
Could
up.
Could you imagine an AFL game at Dookie?
Oh, on the hill.
It'd have to be during the day. The lights aren't too flashy.
Yeah. No night grand finals.
The ground probably needs to be rolled out a bit too.
I did want to quickly mention the night grand final. It's announced that it's going to be night again. Just quickly,
don't like that.
Yes, no, don't like that, Will.
No.
Athelstan?
Not for me.
Not for you. No,
that's a bit late, isn't it?
Yeah. I am okay in COVID-affected season, but I'm hoping once everything's back normal, we are playing during the day.
I'm loving daytime footy.
Yeah.
Like, the Wallabies played at, I think they had a 2 p.m. kickoff on the weekend, and like daylight football, like rugby or whatever code you're watching, the ground, it makes for better sport, and I don't really care what you think about the ratings. As you know, 7:30 kickoff is the best.
Well, what are they trying to achieve? Is it they want a twilight over there? Is that what they're trying to achieve?
Broadcasting,
obviously the money rights.
Yeah, because like they talk about the push for it, and it's usually I'm not on the AFL board, but I feel a lot of the direction and the push for it comes from the AFL, and I don't know if you. There's not a lot of people that I speak to that actually want to see the tradition change.
No. Well, I remember last year, you know, it was a bit different because of COVID, but it was Cox Plate into the grand final, and you have a big, you know, you watch a Cox Plate and stuff, and then you feels like the AFL almost took a bit of a back seat.
Yeah.
And especially for you, Bill, like your bedtime's usually about 7 o'clock.
Prime Possums just tucked you in and then you've got an AFL grand final. It's like, what do you do?
Mm. Yeah, exactly right. I was in licorice.
Very good. Okay, we'll quickly go to a song here by Nelly. No. One of a recommendation from Will.
What?
Yeah.
That sounds like an Aaron.
Sorry, Floki.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And as his quiz coming up.
That's Athelstan.
Maybe a bit of Athelstan is ready to try and get back on the winning streak. And, yeah, stick around. You're listening to 1FM, live and local.
An important message from the Victorian Government. There are new coronavirus exposure sites across Victoria. Exposure sites are changing rapidly. If you have visited any of the exposure sites, you must follow the health advice about getting tested and quarantining. For more information on exposure sites and where to get tested, visit coronavirus.vic.gov.au. Authorised by the Victorian Government, Melbourne.
Welcome to Intersport Shepparton. Yes, you really are welcome to the GB's home of all the biggest brands in sporting gear and the latest apparel. Found all in one great, bright and brand new location in Fraser Street, right next door to Bras and Things. We're different at Intersport. Why? Because we care. We are proudly locally owned and operated. So come and say g'day to Nipper Harvey and the friendly staff for a unique shopping experience that you'll only get in one place. Intersport Shepparton, the heart of sport.
Station sponsor.
The local property market is hot and there has never been a better time to sell. Are you thinking of selling, or maybe you're just curious about what your home is worth in today's market? Your Sold Real Estate has many qualified buyers looking for properties across the Golden Valley in all price ranges right now. At Your Sold Real Estate, you can expect a fresh, reliable, old-fashioned and proactive approach when it comes to selling your property. Put the billy on and we'll be around for a cuppa and a chat. Call today 5831 6633 or visit our website at yoursoldrealestate.com.au. You'll be sold by our service.
Station sponsor.
With only a handful of blocks left in the private estate of Freedom Place, Kyalla, it's time to act now to secure your retirement future in what will be the most sought-after address in the local area. Complete with a swimming pool, bowling green, gym, craft room, dance floor, library and much more, this over-50s village has only 39 villas, freehold titles and caravan storage beside your home. So make sure to come for a drive now and see how exceptional your retirement future can be. Freedom Place, 15 Janari Road, Kyalla.
Station sponsor.
SDP Tax have been your trusted local accounting firm and have been proudly helping people just like you across the Goulburn Valley and beyond for over two decades. Are you happy with your accountant? Are you certain that you are receiving maximum tax reductions? Call SDP Tax on 1300 346 829 and start a conversation today. SDP offer a maximum deduction guarantee. That's right, SDP guarantee that they'll find you the greatest deductions possible. With no upfront fee charged, what are you waiting for? Call today. There is no business too small. Call 1300 346 829 or visit www.sdptax.com.
1FM sponsor.
Come in and discover the Albury Antiques Fair in High Street, Shepparton. Browse through our huge selection of fine antiques as well as interesting contemporary pieces. Albury Antiques Fair, 159 High Street, Shepparton. Open Wednesday to Sunday.
Station sponsor.
Welcome back to Midweek Malarkey. Sorry, we're having such a fun time there. We nearly missed the end of the sponsor break there. Glad we didn't, though. Quiz time.
Looking good.
Yep, so as probably the best quiz master to date, I think. I haven't minded his...
Yeah, it's been a very well-balanced quiz.
He's following a really tough quiz that he did the first time because it was on point. But
he has talked a big game about this quiz, so it'd be interesting to see how it pans out.
I'm trying to curry favour for points here, if you haven't noticed as well.
Apologies about mine last week. That was a bit too
hard. Just going to say... I did have some feedback last week.
5 out of 21 questions is what won it. That's a bit hard.
We did have some feedback from some listeners, and they did mention to me how they listened to the first part of Will's quiz but couldn't quite make it through and end up falling asleep. So this week I've really brought a bit of life back to the quiz, and hopefully this will keep them all interested.
Just trying to educate our listeners.
Well, Will, look, tell him what you told me after the show. Fine, that? I'll tell him.
Okay.
Will goes to me, I really hated making the quiz and I made sure I'd never have to do it again.
Don't think I've ever said that.
Fair bump, play on.
Happy to play on with that.
Come on, Floki. Are we buzzing in with Viking names or are we just buzzing in?
Yeah, why not? Viking why not? Names. Okay. Yep.
Ragnar Athelstan.
You go test your Floki. Test yours, Bill?
Athelstan.
It's Athelstan.
Jeez, I'm not happy about this.
Very good.
Do I have to say it like Floki? Floki?
Nah, you're right. People might tune in and wonder what they're listening to if they weren't already.
Okay.
I'll let you score, Brett, if you want.
Yeah, I can score. Do you trust me?
I do trust you. Okay. The one person in this room I do trust.
Do you have my pen?
Wow.
No.
Okay. We're off to
good
a
start.
Flight. Okay.
I think you should be scoring this.
You reckon?
Yeah.
No, it's all right.
We'll see what happens.
If you want to protest, it's on SoundCloud each week. You can.
You're the person in this room I don't trust.
Righto. Good to know.
So tonight's quiz has a bit of a theme to it.
Oh.
We're going within the last 10 years.
Yes.
So I'm going to make a question from every year for the last 10 years.
Oh, gee, this is good.
He delivers.
He's the quiz master.
When he's on song, he sings a mighty good song.
This is why they call him the quiz master.
Righto, fire away.
So we'll start in 2011.
Yep.
For 1 point, who won their first Wimbledon title?
Floki.
Ragnar.
Floki.
Was it Andy Murray?
Incorrect.
Novak Djokovic?
Correct.
Ah,
it's me, man.
Yeah, I was going to say you better.
He's about to win the Grand Slam too. We didn't mention that. Yeah. We'll mention it next week when he wins it.
1 point, Brett.
I've got that. Not two. Yep.
2012 for 3 points.
Ooh.
Oof.
3 points. Big one, this one.
Ushka.
The Summer Olympics kicked off in London. How many gold medals did Australia win?
That was lucky. 21.
Incorrect.
14.
Incorrect.
Ragnar. 13.
Incorrect.
Oh.
8.
Oh.
Not many that year.
Mega. No.
0 points awarded then?
Yep.
Just clarifying.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No half points for everyone for trying.
For 1 point, in 2013, which gaming console did Sony release?
Ragnar.
Ragnar.
The PS3?
Incorrect.
PS4.
Correct.
In what year?
2013.
Really?
Yes.
It's been out that long.
Yeah, right.
Gee.
So cool. Is it Xbox One would be in too.
Out of the game. I'm out of the game.
Too much Farm Simulator to fry your brain.
No, it's too much just reading books and, none of that stuff.
Not knowing the lawn.
Moving on.
Hey, it's looking good at the moment, actually.
Yeah, 1 point. 2014.
Yes.
Who was Australia's Prime Minister?
Floki.
Kevin Rudd. Oh, no, that's not right.
Incorrect.
Julia Gillard.
Incorrect.
Ragnar.
Oh,
2014.
Hang on, I got another one. After.
It was still Tony Abbott.
Mm, correct.
Yeah.
How much was that worth?
1 point.
What, Will got a point before, didn't he? I don't think
he
wrote
did,
it down.
Yeah.
Just one?
Jeez. Just one. Just one to Will, one to you. So you should be on two.
2-1, yeah.
Yeah, correct.
I'm trying to multitask.
This is a two-part question for 2 points. Same year. Who won Australian of the Year?
Ragnar.
Evelston.
Andrew Gaze.
Incorrect.
Adam Goods.
Correct.
I was... that was
two or
was,
one.
Yeah.
Two for Bill.
Oh, well two. Done.
I'm back.
Two.
Score back.
Update. I knew that.
2-2-1.
Oh,
2-2-1.
Yes. 2-2-1.
We're on the edge of the seat.
2015. For 1 point.
Good
which
year.
Planet did NASA confirm?
Edison. Pluto.
Incorrect.
You're gonna finish the question. Too early.
Confirm the presence of water on.
Ragnar.
Ragnar.
Mars.
Correct.
Oh, I shouldn't have given 1 point. That much.
2016. Who took home the Oscar for Best Actor?
Ragnar.
Edelstein. Ragnar?
I think he just got me.
Yeah.
You go first.
Matthew McConaughey?
Incorrect.
Best Actor? Oh.
Floki.
Leo DiCaprio?
Correct.
Oh, do you know what it was?
It was with Revenant.
The Revenant, correct.
Yeah.
I was knew it was
McConaughey.
3 points.
3 points.
Do you wish I'd.
Do we have a score update there?
six.
That's two I've been.
Oh, I've been putting them on bills. Ugh.
Keep them there.
I told you should have scored this, Az.
Yeah, definitely should have.
So 6-2-1.
I've just been too slow on the buzzer. Mm. Leo.
Moving on?
Yes, moving on.
What year are we up to, Bill?
2017.
That's correct.
No, no points. No points.
2017. For 1 point, topping the Billboard chart was the song Shape of What?
Ragnar. You, Ed Sheeran.
Correct.
That's just 1 point.
That's just 1 point.
Yeah, right.
There's a bit of
these quiz results I'd be throwing in.
There's a bit of a twist to this question.
Good.
Ooh.
Whoever gets this gets to steal 3 points.
Oh, steal. Oh. Okay.
Well, it's fine because we don't have 3 points to steal.
Yeah, this. Yeah.
Fingers on your buzzers.
Yeah.
In Chinese zodiac.
Oh. Ragnar. The rat.
Incorrect. In 2018 was the year of which animal?
Floki. Was it the bull?
Incorrect.
Athelstan? The rooster?
Incorrect.
Oh, phew.
It was the dog. Oh. We got a quick score.
Oh, that's why West Coast won the flag. Yep. 2018. Mm. Anyway, move on.
Pigeons.
Huh?
Wet toast.
score update, 7-2-1.
It's not looking good, boys.
No.
We got a two-pointer here, so still a chance. 2019, who did Forbes name the youngest self-made billionaire
ever?
Ragnar.
Mark Zuckerberg.
Incorrect.
There's more to that question.
Youngest self-made billionaire.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Bezos.
Incorrect.
Flaky. He's not Musk.
Kylie Jenner.
Really?
No. Oh.
You know, Caitlin's pregnant.
That wasn't part of the quiz.
No, it's not. It's just trivia.
Oh, it's good knowledge to have, though.
Yeah. You need that.
Yep.
That whole family, they're really kicking goals, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Lawyers, you know, billionaires.
Yeah.
Two-part question, 2020.
Two-part or two-point?
Two-part.
Two-part.
With 3 points up for grabs. For
two
one
parts,
point.
3 points. One question.
One.
do we buzz in after part one or do we have to listen to two parts?
Right. Listen to the first part answer that.
I'm really boring everyone. Yeah.
Okay. For one point, including Donald Trump, who was impeached in 2020?
Who was impeached? Including him.
I butchered that.
Okay. Yeah, righto.
But, all right. The question is, how many presidents in total have been impeached?
Including Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Do you want to name them?
That's for 1 point.
Yeah.
For two extra points, name the other two.
Okay. Clinton was the other one.
Ragnar, I'm in after this.
Need to back down there, mate.
Name the second, come on.
Watergate, what's his name? Nixon.
Incorrect. Well, you got 1 point.
Clinton and Trump.
Bill Clinton and Ronald Reagan.
Oh, Reagan. No, it wasn't Reagan.
Was it Reagan?
Incorrect.
I thought it was Nixon with Watergate too.
I thought it was Watergate.
Mm.
Who was Andrew Johnson.
I wouldn't have got that.
Neither.
So how many points do I get out of that?
We'll give you two for that.
Yeah. Good. I think Nixon resigned. He wasn't impeached from Watergate.
Score update?
7-2-3.
7-2-3.
Yeah. I'm on. Ragnar 7. Athelstan 2. Floki 3.
Who's Athelstan? Final question. I don't know how this is going to work.
10 points.
Four. Do we go 5 points? I was going to make it a 4-pointer, but I'll make it a 5-pointer.
Might have to be 5.
I'll make it a 5-pointer.
Make it 5 so Bill can tie.
You're killing me.
I don't know how this is going to work, but what happens here?
Athelstan.
Hopefully we all heard that at home.
Ethelston.
Ethel?
The ball gets,
Ethel or Athel?
Kicked into one of the umpire's nether regions.
Incorrect.
Can we get one more play of it?
I'll try and play it again.
This is for the, so now this is actually for the win now.
This is a snippet of commentary for those. I hope you can hear it.
I hope you can hear it.
We're hoping our
a few tech difficulties here.
Quick quiz is a good quiz.
Gardner almost going to get himself a possession.
Flakey. Someone's pants got pulled down.
Incorrect.
No,
I'm just going to pass. Not sure.
Can we buzz in again?
No. He's gone. He's done.
The umpire falls over.
Incorrect. Darcy Gardner getting taken off the ground injured from Brisbane.
Yeah.
Ball comes near him. He goes to kick it off the ground.
Air swings, does he? Air swing?
No. So everyone's going for the footy while Darcy's walking off the ground injured in the hands of trainers and takes a swing at the footy with his boot and, the commentators...
Oh, so he's getting taken off by the trainers, and he actually
the ball comes over and he tries to get it.
Okay.
Bit of a flop that, but anyway.
Anti-climax, but I thought it would have been better than that. But that's okay.
Anti-climax.
Good quiz.
They have a real good quiz.
Good quiz.
Sure about the weighting of the points.
He did every chance to get
good
you guys
theme.
Back in it.
Good theme though.
Yeah.
Good theme. Good. Very good from Az.
Well done, Brett.
That's it for the week. Thanks.
Athelstan.
Yeah, mega. Good. Maybe needs to come back to the package next week.
Going to water.
Yeah.
It is the change of the nicknames because it was Gaz last week, Athelstan this week. Package is back next week.
coming up, we have the Dutch program, so stick around for that. We'll be on the same time next week, provided we're still welcome, hopefully.
Hopefully Az doesn't take over after he's... Weekend of freedom.
Rumour has it he could be an out. So if he is, well, let us know if you want to come on.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.